How to detect cloud cost. Anomalies. Before they hit your budget. Most cloud cost spikes are visible in the data before finance sees them in the bill. Here's how to build an anomaly detection practice that catches issues in hours, not weeks. Cloud cost anomalies are expensive and predictable. The pattern is always the same. A team makes a change, spend accelerates, and finance discovers the damage 3 to 4 weeks later when the bill arrives. By then, the team has moved on, the context is gone, and the remediation conversation is awkward. The fix isn't a better alerting tool. It's a different mental model for how you watch cost data. Why monthly billing is the wrong signal. Cloud bills are a lagging indicator. By the time a line item appears on an invoice, it represents decisions made days or weeks earlier. Finance teams that rely on monthly reconciliation are essentially flying on instruments that only update once a month. The data that would catch anomalies early already exists. It's in Cost Explorer, CloudWatch, and your Cost and Usage Report, CUR. The problem is that most teams aren't watching it at the right frequency with the right baselines. What a useful anomaly actually looks like. Not every cost change is an anomaly. A 15% increase in compute spend during a planned load test is expected. A 15% increase on a Tuesday with no deployments is not. Useful anomaly detection requires three things. A baseline. What does normal look like for this service, account, and time of week? A threshold. How much deviation is worth investigating? Context. Is there a deployment, a campaign, or a known event that explains it? Without context, every alert is noise. Without a baseline, nothing looks unusual. Without a threshold, you're watching every fluctuation. The signals worth watching. For most AWS environments, the highest value anomaly signals are EC2 and ECS compute. Sudden increases in instance hours are usually caused by misconfigured autoscaling, a runaway job, or a forgotten development environment. These often represent the largest absolute dollar impact. Data transfer. Egress costs are invisible until they aren't. A service that starts sending data to an unexpected region or endpoint can generate thousands of dollars in a single day with no obvious engineering change. AI and ML inference. Model inference costs are highly variable and can spike dramatically based on traffic patterns, prompt lengths, or model changes. Bedrock, SageMaker, and similar services need tighter monitoring windows than traditional compute. Storage growth rate. S3 storage costs grow slowly, but unattended S3 buckets with misconfigured lifecycle policies can accumulate significant cost over months. Watch the growth rate, not the absolute value. Lambda invocations and duration. Lambda is easy to overinvoke. A misconfigured event trigger or an unexpected fanout pattern can generate millions of invocations before anyone notices. Building a detection practice. The tools already exist. What most teams lack is a process. Daily cost review. Set a calendar reminder to pull the last 24 hours of cost data by service and account. This takes 5 minutes and catches most spikes before they compound. Account-level alerts in AWS, cost anomaly detection. AWS's native anomaly detection uses ML to establish baselines and alert on deviations. It's not perfect, but it's free and catches a meaningful percentage of anomalies automatically. Set it up for every account and every cost category you care about. Tag-based attribution. Anomalies are only actionable if you know who owns the resource. Untagged resources make cost spikes impossible to root. Enforce tagging at the account policy level, not the team culture level. A this was expected log. When a team makes a change that will increase cost, a new service, a scale event, a data migration, they should document it somewhere visible. A simple Slack message or a Jira comment tied to the deployment is enough. This gives you context when the cost change appears. When an anomaly appears, the first 30 minutes speed matters. The longer a runaway cost event runs, the more expensive it is and the harder it is to root cause. When you see an unexpected spike, identify the service and account. Cost Explorer's group buy filters get you here quickly. Check for a recent deployment. A deployment 12-48 hours before the spike is the most common explanation. Look at resource level detail. Which specific instance, bucket, or endpoint is generating the cost? Check utilization metrics. Is the resource actually being used, or is it idle and burning money? Route it immediately. Send the finding to the resource owner with the data attached. Don't investigate to completion before escalating. The goal in the first 30 minutes is routing, not resolution. The team that owns the resource has the context to fix it. Your job is to get the right information to the right person before another day of cost accumulates. Closing the loop, detecting an anomaly is only useful if you verify that it was actually resolved. This is where most cost management practices break down. The finding gets routed, acknowledged, and then never confirmed. A savings action that was planned or in progress for 3 weeks is not a savings action. It's a conversation that hasn't happened yet. The discipline of closing the loop, tracking an anomaly from detection through remediation, through verification that cost actually decreased, is what separates a cost management practice from a cost management dashboard. That verified record is also what finance needs to report on. We found an anomaly and fixed it is a conversation. We found a $6,800 anomaly, routed it to the platform team, and verified that spend returned to baseline within 48 hours is a financial result. Cost Defender connects to your AWS environment with read-only access and surfaces anomalies with the context, ownership data, and verification workflow your team needs to close the loop.